Gemara Omer Kro. Chag Sukkos Shivas Yomim LaHashem. Sukkah Asuyu L'Shem Chag Ba'inon. You need a sukkah made for the Chag. Beisil Ahumi Boyle L'Chadrav Sheshes. Beisil say that pasuk is for something entirely different. The Omer of Sheshes Bishum Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Sheshes says in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Minayin la'atzei sukkah brand new alacha. Minayin la'atzei sukkah sha'asurin kol shiva. How do you know that the wood of the sukkah is asur all 7 days? Tamalei mer chaga sukkah shivas yamim la'ashem. Because the pasuk says chaga sukkah shivas yamim la'ashem. It's la'ashem. If the sukkah is la'ashem, so then it's not for you, so it's asur. What does that mean? I don't know. Tanya Reb Yudah ben Maseira Oimer, Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga. Reb Yudah ben Maseira continued and he said, just like the name of Hashem is Chal, falls upon, is bestowed upon a korban Chagiga, Kachal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. So too, the Shem Shemayim is Chal, is bestowed upon the Sukkah. There's a hekesh from the word Chag to the korban chagiga. Just the Vaimar Amuzga Rabbi said, remember this for Yontif of Sukkos, one of my favorite vorts. Out of all korbanis, a chagiga and a korban shlomim is not the holiest korban. How do I know that a chagiga and a korban shlomim is not the holiest korban? Because it's kodshim kalim. And those of you that are going to emerge Hashem in the future, learn zvachim and learn in Yoni kodshim, are going to know that there's a very big difference between korbanos that are kodshim kalim, that are lighter kedusha, as opposed to what? What's the other korban called, Rabbi Say? Kodshe kodshim. More kadosh. Anyone know off the bat, Rabbi Say, what the difference between kodshe kodshim and kodshim kalim is?
You have to burn the milsar.
You always have to burn the milsar. Where?
No.
All mizbeach, all blood of animals are brought in the mizbeach achitza. Everybody said.
Oh, go on and get to eat it versus.
Oh, yeah. That's one difference. Excellent. And when it comes to kodshe kodshim, like a chatas, all those karbanos are only eaten by kohanim.
Isn't there one that's not eaten by anyone?
That's a carbon oila. That's a carbon cut. No, it's an oila. Carbon kodshim, kodshik, one example of kodshik kodshim that's totally burnt and not eaten by anyone, it's only eaten by the Rebbeinu Shlom on the Mizbeach, is a carbon oil. But it's a kodshim is meridik. It's, and I told you this. What did I tell you, Ezra?
It's not hard.
I told this to my Balabatim also. Kodshim is deceivingly hard. It's not true. It's deceiving that it's hard, rather, I should say. It's not hard. It's not complicated. It's intimidated because it's foreign.
Yeah.
Because it's foreign. But honestly, if you want to know what's easier, sukkah or zvachim, I think zvachim's easier. Less rishonim, less complications, more straight up. Less. It's just not common. It's just going into the amkus of what it means to be a Jew, into the lifnai v'lifnim, into the kodesh hakodashim. So again, kodshe kodshim is one distinction is that it's eaten by kohanim, and sometimes not even eaten by anyone, like Sofer pointed out. Kodshim kalim is a carbon that's eaten by the vilim. Give me an example of a kodshim kalim, everybody say.
Pesach.
Carbon Pesach. Another example. No, that's kodshe kodshim. That's what you just said. Shlomim. So chagiga is an example of a what? Chagiga is the carbon that's brought on yontif when you're oila l'regel. Right, and you bring what? A korban chagiga. That's what your wife was going to cook. That yontif. The mitzvah time when the Mashiach comes, the karav mamish. That's what we're going to eat. You know what we're going to eat? We're going to eat. You're not going to like have your steak from Doma, and I'm going to. We're all going to have korban chagigas. That's what's going to be. This is funny. I was listening. Someone sent me a Mickey's father sent me a shiur from Rabbi Yoman Eisenberger, Mickey's father sent me a shiur from Rabbi Yoman Eisenberger that he gave in the Five Towns. So he was saying like Epsom Marshall. Mickey Levinson.
Oh, no.
His father sent me a shiur from Benjamin Eisenberg. So Rav Eisenberg was giving like a marshal about kutchen. I remember what. No, I'm sorry. He was giving a marshal about like a steak. So he says, give me tell me like a good steakhouse around here. So the whole place screamed out, Doma! Doma! So it's funny, I was thinking about you guys. So,
it's really good.
So I wish Rabbi Binyamin would have known to ask him how much was the steak. So, So what's another distinction between kachim and kachim kalim? Right? So you got to know this stuff. I'm helping you out before Parshas Vayikra. Where is it allowed to be eaten? It's for what? Kachim kalim are allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, but kachim have to eat in where? In the Azara, in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Azara. Okay, two kohanim Azara versus kachim kalim that are anywhere in Yerushalayim. And it could be eaten by the Baal and can be eaten by Yisrael. That's why when the Mashiach is going to come, we're going to eat our Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yisai, don't think that if you live in Malei Adumin, you're going to be able to eat a Korban Pesach there. It's not true. You can't bring it there. You got to be in Yerushalayim. These things are real. Rabbi Yisai, buy your apartment now, and then we'll talk about later what floor you're allowed to eat it on. Not every floor are you allowed to eat it on. Yeah.
What's the discussion in the
what? What do you mean?
What floor?
Like 20 amos? Like what do you get? What's your limit?
Well, we got to learn the sugya.
Are you allowed to have?
You want to? Maybe we'll learn it before Sukkot. Penthouse? Yeah, that's the sugya. Yeah.
So what's that whole discussion in the second half of the you guys talking about the different levels of like Colin, maybe touching Tumah?
That's Tumah. This is
the,
yeah, different karbanos have different tumas, different halachos gabei tuma. So Rabbi Yisai, here's my kasha. Out of all the karbanos, you wanna highlight that there's kedusha when it comes to a sukkah. So give me the most kadosh karban. Give me kodshe kodsh. Say k'shem shel shamayim alachatos kachal k'shem shamayim alasukkah. I get it. The Torah, the Gemara's drasha is based on the word chag, and it has to be a chagiga, and chagiga is a carbon shlomo. But so now I'm asking a kasha on the Rabbanu Shlomo. Why did the Rabbanu Shlomo be makish to a chagiga, nothing else? So you want to know the answer, Rabbi Yisai? There's one person that can't eat a carbon shlomo. There's one person that can't bring a carbon shlomo, Rabbi Yisai. Who knows who can't bring a carbon shlomo? A goy. A goy could be makir of carbonus. A goy could be makdish carbonus. I'm sorry if that sounds foreign to you, but it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Zvachim. We have a lot to learn, Schultz. Yeah. Goyim could be makdish karbanos, and they can donate karbanos. But you know what? They can only bring something that's totally served on the Mizbeach, that they're not going to partake in at all. Because a goy doesn't have the ability to find the Kedusha in the Achila process as well. The Yontif of Sukkis, Merav Raboisai, is a karban shlomit, is a karban chagiga. The going into the sukkah and now being oichel, being dar, being yoshev, being betayel, being loimed, in all in the sukkah, is now taking the mundane activity, taking the regular life, and being makdish it through the akdasha of a sukkah. Taking my regular, normal reality, and now experiencing it all in the sukkah, under the schach, under the shechinah. That's what a sukkah is. Zokter of Yosef Engel, the Rabbanu Shalom, knew what he was being makish a kedusha sukkah for. Zokter Shemesh Shmuel, the same exact vort. The Rabbanu Shalom knew when he was making a hekish with what korban to a sukkah. Rabbanu Shalom wanted that the yontif of sukkah should be taking the mundane, taking the normal mahalach of life, and now being makdish to the Eibishter, and now finding the kedusha in all of that activity. What korban highlights that idea? Only carbon shlom. Only a carbon that the Yisraelim, the Bailam, are allowed to eat, because they have the ability to find Kedusha, to find the Bairei Olam even in their Achila. That's what it means to be a Yid. That's our immediate transformation after Yom Kippur, going into the Yontif of Sukkis. That's what Vashtei Da. That's what Shtei Da. Shlomim. Shlomim is Sukkis. Chagiga is Sukkis. And no other carbon is Sukkis. Look at the Gemara. Kishem shechal shem shemayim al chagiga kachir shem shalom al sukkah shenemar chag asukkah shivas yomim la Hashem machag la Hashem af sukkah la Hashem ubeishamay namim biboy le lahachi. What do you mean? Beishamay also holds kichach kal shem shemayim al sukkah. They also hold that the atzi sukkah are aser. So what did Beis Shammai do? If the Beis Shammai used that pasuk up for what? For asiyah lishma, or for asiyah bizman, according to Rav David Soloveitchik. In a chanami, you're right, they can't use that pasuk. Elamayte mai de Beis Shammai, ksiv kara achrinu, there's another pasuk. Chagas sukos tasa lechoshev asyabim, sukah asuyah l'shem chag bo'inun. Rather what? Beis Shammai learn it from another pasuk. Aye, what do Beis Hillel do with that pasuk? Beis Hillel, humi ba'ile la'osin sukkah b'chol ha'shamoed. They need that pasuk to tell you what? That you're allowed to build a sukkah in the middle of Chol HaMoed, as we learned on Chav Zayin, Rabbi Yisai. There's a machlek, it's tanoim, whether or not you need sukkah l'chol shivas yamim. Are you allowed to build a sukkah in the middle of Yontif? Beis Shammai sviru like Rabbi Lazer, damar einos sukkah b'chol ha'shamoed. Beis Shammai hold like Rabbi Lazer, that what? They don't learn that drasha, because they hold you have to make a sukkah before sukkahs. And if it's not a sukkah for 7 days, then it's not a good sukkah. Shine. Easy gemara. Easy gemara so far. Minayin la'atzei sukkah sha'asurin kol shiva. Rabbi say, what's the makar? How do you know that a sukkah is asur, is kadosh? You can't get hana from a sukkah, Adam. How do you know that? How do you know that? How do you know that? Didn't we learn that already?
Yes.
When? You mean like 10 seconds ago?
Yes. When you fill up the sukkah, you can't the last semester.
Everybody said, I'm speaking out of Gemara that we were just learning in Seder. Chal shem shamayim al chagiga. Chal shem shamayim al chagiga. Chal sukkah. So there's a din that the mucker is from a chagiga. Sounds like a drasha, right? Sounds like a drasha, right? I didn't say you can get on, no. So now... Oh, so Sofer is asking a gevaldig akasha. Don't take any rock and leave it. You got to turn over every rock, Rabbi say. You think it's a stupid question? Ask it. Ask Sofer, why are you allowed...
This is backhanded.
I'm giving you a compliment. Let me finish. Ask Sofer a gevaldig akasha. It sounds like a stupid question, but it's a good question. Ask Sofer, why are you allowed to sit in a sukkah? This is what Max asked during Seder. I know, soul for soul from it. I got it. Why are you allowed to sit in a sukkah? You're not allowed to be nene from a carbon. Me'ila. Me'ila, it's not me'ila. New chumra, I say, from our shir. No sitting in sukkahs on sukkah. On the yontif of sukkahs. Kechal shem shemayim al sukkah.
You get enough from a carbon also.
What?
Oh,
exactly. So how do these two dresses work? So obviously that's not going to be maskana. Oh, so it's up to Rashi. Listen to what Rashi says. Rashi says you do get ana. Rashi says ala chagiga. Second Rashi in the Gemara. Shalmi chagiga shem shamayim chalalim. When it comes to the shlamim of a chagiga, of a carbon chagiga, the shem shamayim is bestowed on it. La osran ta asedem ad la acher haktaris emurim. Until after the fats are brought, the zachubu basar achim shulchan gavol. That afterwards we're allowed to eat the carbon. Why are we allowed to eat the carbon? Because we're zeicha. Once Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets his part and eats the fats that are burnt on top of the mizbeach, Rabbi Yisai, right? Which is what was brought on top of the mizbeach, Rabbi Yisai. Everyone should know that you didn't bring the entire carbon on top of the mizbeach. You burnt the fats on top of the mizbeach. So so once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets his, the Zachu Basar Achim Mishulchan Gavoa Ke'ebet Anayto Pras. So then we're allowed to get our chelek of what we eat. So Sofer wants to say, that's exactly what Rashi's saying. Just like when it comes to a carbon, there's a certain time that it's Aser, and then it's going to be Mutter, Achar Akhtaris Mimurim. So the Hekish of carbon, of Sukkah to carbon Chagiga is like the Achila La'achar Akhtaris Aimurim. Once it's going to be mutter that you're allowed to get hana from the basar kadshim, which is mamish mishulchan gavo, which shows that the only reason we're allowed to get this is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu got his part. Which is something that's fascinating to think about when you're sitting in a sukkah. We're only allowed to eat here if we're playing this mamish parallel to the karbon. We're only allowed to eat here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu received something. And now it's like the meat that we're getting, mishulchan gavo, from the mizbeach, that what we're allowed to eat after HaKadosh Baruch Hu got his part.
It's not really the same. There are parts where the carbon is aser, but there's no time where the sukkah is aser.
Excellent. So what Sofer asks is that the hekish is not really parallel. When it comes to before I get to the Beis HaMikdash, when I makdish the carbon, right? I give kedusha to the carbon. Then the carbon's totally aser. Then is there a raisa for me to be nana from the carbon? Right? Maybe there's no din of mi'ila, but there's an isidur raisa leinanim v'leimoyelin. You can't defile this carbon. You can't use it for any personal usage. So Sofer wants to know what happened to that whole beginning stage. So I think you're right, Enochlami. That's why Rashi has to mention Akdar Zemurim here. That the linkage is not to the beginning stage, apparently, and it's only to the end stage, and maybe possibly Rashi was bothered, get this, by Sofer's question. That how is it possible that we now, if there's a real parallel over here, that you could eat in the sukkah and you can actually get benefit from the sukkah? Says Rashi, no, the hekesh is the acher haktar seimurin. Whoa, so now you're asking the yontif's kasha. We're getting there. Excellent. Excellent. We're going to have it to see the Makuris. It's on the Makuris.
Maybe,
excellent.
Maybe we can bring it back to yesterday's where Shloshim Klorim Lachag, it's like set aside for being for Sukkos, and that's what that would be.
But there's no Kedusha on the Shloshim Klorim Lachag Pashtus. Weiter. So, Baisai, bottom line, what do I want to extrapolate from this Gemara before I discuss Sofer's question? We're going to come back to Sofer's questions about the nature of the din. But what do I want to extrapolate, Rabbi Isai? Atze Sukkar Asur and Kol Shim. Atze Sukkar Asur. How do I know? A pasuk. A drasha. Usually a drasha implies what, Rabbi Isai? We're going to break this down, Rabbi Isai. Usually a drasha applies what? No. Drasha applies daraisa. You're giving me the shatter and the drasha. Yeah.
This question hasn't been asked, but what is Atze Sukkar?
I purposely left that vague for a future sugya. It's machlokes rishonim. Amram Rosh, exactly. But we're gonna get that. We're gonna get there. What is atze suga is very vague. What? Good. We spoke about it already. We gave shir on it already. Yeah, you were probably in Israel. Right. Mashma da asiri midor araisa zoktoisis. Dibra maskel minayin. Sam, wake up. Dibra maskel minayin. Mashma da asiri midor araisa in the toisis. Mashma da asiri midor araisa. Udrasha gmurahi, and it's a real bona fide drasha, complete drasha. Let's go, Wesley. In the Tesis. Midaparach va'akra lahachi udasa. How do I know that it's not an asmachta, that it's a real drasha, Zaktesis, everybody say? Because what? The Gemara is asking Kashas, like, we need this pasuk for another din. Sounds like we're using this like a real drasha. This din, Rabbi say, if someone wants to know, are the Atze Sukkah, whatever the Atze Sukkah are, and we'll figure that out later. Whatever the Atze Sukkah are, whatever the wood of the Sukkah means, the Gemara is assuming that that's Dine Deraisa. This is biblical. This is real. This is a real McCoy. V'tema. Fractoisvis, a big problem. There seems to be steerers in Gemaras about this concept. D'beperikira, because the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Memhe, which is the primary, one of the primary sugis of the concept of Mukta, Rabbi Isai, Mukta does not mean that anything that's not to be allowed to be done on Shabbos is Mukta. There's Malachas on Shabbos, and then there's a concept in the Rabbanon called Mukta. Mukta means something that has no usage on Shabbos. That's for sure Mukta colloquially. That's what we assume, right? If we have a check that's on the table, or cash that's on the table, if that's totally set aside not to be used on Shabbos, that is a Mukta that everyone agrees to, okay? A rock on the floor, there's no debate. That's for sure muksa. That's totally muksa. That's set aside. I don't want to have a whole discussion. We can have Tuesday Shirim Mitzvah Shem in the future on muksa, but that's the concept of muksa. Then there is a stage in the Gemara called Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Islay muksa. Pay attention, Rabbi Say. Rabbi Yehuda Islay muksa. Rabbi Shimon Leslay muksa. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Say, here's what's fascinating. We paskin, like Rabbi Shimon, the Leslay muksa. Now, no one should be confused and think that that means that, oh, mukta is mutter. That's wrong. I just started off. When something is mukta legamri, when something has absolutely no purpose, no usage, everyone agrees that that's mukta, and that's colloquially what we call, hey, that's mukta, okay? But in the Gemara, that's a misnomer. In the Gemara, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about whether or not we hold of mukta or we don't hold of mukta. What does that mean? There are certain items that have usages that usually are have their place, but on a classic level, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. There are certain items that potentially could have a usage, but on a normal basis, they're not going to be used. Let's take Pesach dishes, right? Pesach dishes are usually reserved for Pesach, okay? Going into Shabbos, I'm probably not going to use my Pesach dishes, right? Happens, comes out, we need extra people. There's a lot of people over here that we didn't know we were going to, we need extra dishes. My wife said, I don't care, whatever it is, we'll get more Pesach dishes after Shabbos, we'll get it. But now I need the dishes right now, okay? So now, that wasn't huchan mi ba'od yom. There was no hachana process. What's the source for muktzah, Rabbi Yisai? Ve'hechinu es asher yaviyu. The pasuk in Parshas Beshalach. So Shiloh, right, how could it be a pasuk talking about muktzah? Isn't muktzah derabanan? Maybe there's one type of muktzah that's deraisa, Rashi, beitzadabbez. I don't want to talk about this now, Rabbi Yisai. There's a lot to talk about muktzah. Muktzah is a very confusing topic, very complicated topic, and a misunderstood topic. Basically, I'm trying to correct right now and give you a little background to fix further mistakes that when you're going to learn the sugyas of muktzah to understand. So now you have this middle stage, something that's usable, something that's not like eitzim ba'avonim, but what? I didn't premeditate that I'm going to use it. There was no hachana. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if you weren't mechin, or this wasn't assumed before yontif that this is going to be something that's used, so then, that's muktzah. Rabbi Yehuda isle muktzah, says the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon lesle muktzah. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of muktzah. Now, if you hold of muktzah, Rabbi Yisai, that will also include, says the Gemara, that there's a concept of migo de iskatzoi bein hashmashos, iskatzoi lekola yom kula. Since in the bein hashmashos, in the beginning, from shkia to tzeis, right, however long you hold that is, Rabbeinu Tam, the Goyin, whatever it is, I don't want to talk about that now, right? You hold Bein HaShmashos, okay? If a certain item had a status of muktzah during Bein HaShmashos, migo diskatzoi, if it's muktzah, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's muktzah at Bein HaShmashos, it was not muchan, mi ba'od yom, it was never prepared from before Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that is something that even if it becomes, it changes its matzah, it becomes something that's very relevant, it's also l'kol yom kula. Shabbos is decided when? Shabbos is decided in those first few minutes. That's the whole determination of what your Shabbos is going to be like. It says Rabbi Yehuda, migo diskatzoi bein hashmashos. Good? Rabbi Shimon lesle migo diskatzoi. In most cases, Rabbi Shimon says, just like I don't hold a muktzah, I don't hold that the decision of whether or not something. Let's say, the Gemara talks about, let's say you had something on the Gemara says you had something that was drying. You had something that was going to become usable on Shabbos. So if you say migo diskatzo, you say, sorry, Charlie, bein hashmashos, it's out for the rest of the day. But if you say no, let's lay migo diskatzo, then it could become mutter on Shabbos. So this is just some of the background that you need with understanding the Gemara's machlekes, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, muktzah, and a concept of migo diskatzo, if it wasn't mutter from miba'od yom, from bein hashmashos, is that going to determine its usage and its usability for the rest of Shabbos? Vitein. Back to Sukkos. The Tamed Parakira, when the Gemara is talking in the Sugis of Muktzah, Frektosis, Mashma Shehu Midirabona. Sounds like the concept of Sukkah being Usr, the Atzei Sukkah being Usr, is only a rabbinic concept. Why, Rabbi Yisai? Because Tosis is going to demonstrate to us, Kosis is going to show to us, that once the issue of Sukkah was brought up within the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, of what, Rabbi Yisai? Of Muktzah. So that shows what? That's just a rabbinic concept. And then what do you have for yourself, Rabbi Yisai? A stira in Gemaras. That's Tosis Kasha. After you get through all the clutter and all the clouds and all the fuss, Rabbi Yisai, Tosis has one elementary Kasha. What's the Kasha? Is it Doraisa or is it Derabanan? Stira in Gemaras. Now let's see what Tosis is saying. The Tema. The Perikai Ramashma Shum Durabana. The Maisei Hosam Raya the Rebbe Shimon Islay Gabiner. The Gemara says in the Gemara and Shabbos there, the Rebbe Shimon holds Mitoiksha Huktsul Mikzvaso Huktsul Yisura. When it's being used as a Ner Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, so it's Huktsa Li Isura. Mehodisanya, the Ein Neutlin Eitzim in Asukkah, beyond it. Rebbe Shimon Matir. Shavin b'sukkah zachak shi yesura. What's Taisa saying? Let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amarle, Ein Muktzah Rebishimen. Rebishimen doesn't hold of Muktzah. Ella, Shemen Shebener Beshashu Dolik. The oil of the Shner Shabbos when it's being Dolik. Good? When it's lit. Hol of a Huktzah Mitzvah, so Huktzah Isuro. Since it's set aside for this mitzvah, right? L'Shabbos. Huktzah L'Isuro, so now it's also Aser that we're worried that you're going to be mechabit as well, and it has a muktzah during that time. So the Gemara says, v'lesle huktzah l'mitzvaso? And if it wasn't the fact that it was huktzah l'yisuro, says Rashi, v'huktzah l'mitzvaso lesle? Bitmiya? D'kasalka daitach. The Gemara sounds like, shemen shebener dafka kamar d'ikatarti. What does shemen shebener have in it? It has two dimensions that make it muktzah. What are the two dimensions? Muktzah l'mitzvah. It's set aside the fact that it's a mitzvah element, Rabbi Yisai. How hashkacha pratas that we got to Lamed Zayin HaMebeiz and Bikiyas this Sunday to talk about the din of muktzah l'mitzvah, about the hadas and the aravas and the esrog in this sugya of Daf Tesam and Aleph when we're learning this be'ian, hashkacha. So there's two elements when it comes to the ner. On the one hand, tarte muktzah l'mitzvah, right? And also, it's also usur because at the time that it's lut, mishum isur kiboy. We're also worried that you're going to violate the isur of kiboy. That if you move around this candle, it's going to go out, and you just violate an isur daraisa of kiboy. Aval muktzah l'mitzvah greida, says the Gemara. It sounds like from the Gemara, if it would just be a concept of mitzvah without the potential isur kiboy, Adam, it's not going to be muktzah. Lo aser v'afilu b'shas ha-mitzvah, and even when the mitzvah exists. Again, so the Gemara's background is what? A candle is aser because a candle has two dimensions. Candle is number one serving as a mitzvah. And also, if you move around the candle, it's muktzah li'isuro. We're worried, that's called what's called la'alacha muktzah machmas iser, that we're worried that you're going to violate an iser, which shouldn't be confused with a concept called kli shemalachta l'iser. It's a totally different concept, Rabbi Yisai. Kli shemalachta l'iser and muktzah machmas iser are two independent muktzahs. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon holds that the ner is muktzah. Why? Because there's two dimensions to this ner. Number one, it's serving as a mitzvah. Number two, if you move it around, you're going to extinguish it, and that's going to be muktzah machmas iser. Implication being is that what? If you would only have the concept of muktzah machmas mitzvah, if you would just have what? A sukkah, then it's muktzah machmas mitzvah, that only, there's no iser there, but rather, it's just, it has Kedusha because what? If I rub against the wall, what? Because now you're defiling the Kedusha, right? So just Muktzah Machmas Iser, set aside for a mitzvah. Or what? Rabbi Yisai, another example that we learned on Lamed Zayin HaMebeiz and Bikiyas. Eating a esrog, smelling a hadas, is Muktzah Machmas what, Rabbi Yisai? Muktzah Machmas what? Machmas mitzvah. Then Rabbi Shimon would not hold that it's a problem. He only holds of Muktzah Machmas Iser plus Muktzah Machmas mitzvah. But Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah alone, he wouldn't hold it. That's the Gemara's kash. Says the Gemara, is that really true? The Lesley Huktzah L'mitzvah so? He doesn't have the concept of Muktzah when it comes to just a plain old mitzvah item? And let's say I would find to you, Jojo, halachos that what? Don't carry an Isser of Kiboy with it that you're going to extinguish a flame. And are only Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah like Atzei Sukkah or like Esrogim. Rabbi Shimon wouldn't subscribe to that such a Muktzah? It's not true. Vatanya sichcha b'kel chazavit shabekramim b'stinim hamitzurim v'talaba. It goes about farsekim shkedim rimonim va'afarchli shalanavim va'atar shel shibolin yenish moinim mislasos. Also, the stopping man ab motziata v'acharon says the Gemara a list of what schach and decorations that you're not allowed to get any benefit. It missed alem akol if you know. But if you made it tonight, that's different. We'll analyze that soon in Mirzacha. So the Gemara says so. It's a raya against this. The Gemara asks, what are you asking? Who says this is Rabbi Shimon's opinion? So Gemara proves that this is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. So again, the Gemara is talking about sukkah, sichcha keilchasa, and the Gemara is talking about the noy sukkah, and the Gemara is asking from that brisa on what halacha, Rabbi Yisai? Which halacha that Rabbi Shimon must subscribe to? Which halacha? Muktzah l'matzah mitzvah, huktzah l'mitzvah. Again, huktzah l'mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai, is within the general principle of what? Of muktzah. That's a derabbanan principle. So why is the Gemara bringing up a braisa about schach in the concept of the rabbinic principle when our Gemara says deraisa? That's it. That's all Tosis wants. Steering Gemaras. That's a steering. The implication of the Gemara is that it's a rabbinic concept, the concept of muktzah. The implication of our Gemara is that it's a biblical concept, it's a concept, novea, that's extrapolated from the Karban Chagiga. Yeah. No, I don't want to answer that right now. I just want to focus on the question. So now back to this. The Gemara asks from Sugya of Muktzah, is anyone not with me? Because if you're not with me now, you're not going to be not with me later, Rabbi say. It's all one Sugya. It's literally, this is one Sugya. Rabbi Shimon Matir, V'shavim B'sukkah Zachag B'chag, Shia Sura. Right? Everyone agrees that the Sukkah on the Chag is Asur. And Tosfos says it's not just here. It's a Gemara in Chagi. It's a Gemara in Beitza. Beitza Daf Lamed and Beis. Rabbi Yisai, get to know that Gemara in Beitza Daf Lamed and Beis. It's going to be your friend for the next few days. Beitza Lamed and Beis is our Sugya. We're not learning Sukkah the next few days. We're learning Beitza. Maisi Drasha. If you don't have Beitza, if not enough Beitza in the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yisai, bring Beitza in, or someone make a copy of that Sugya in Beitza. That's great. Afilu Hachi. No, seriously, that is great. But it's just not relevant now. Are they learning it in Israel also? Says, you have the same implication from the Gemara in Beitza as well. Gemara in Beitza also says, Lashon of the Gemara is what? Look, the Gemara Lama and Beis. Quotes the same braisa that the Gemara and Shabbos quotes. Here, the last line of the Gemara. Taisa doesn't quote the whole beginning of the Gemara. Aval atzi sukkah dechalak dusha alayu. Again, iskatsoi l'shiva. Iskatsoi l'shiva. That has a lashon of what? Since it's chayal kedusha, so then it's muktzah. Sounds like it's an iser derabbanon of muktzah. Exactly like the implication of the Gemara in Shabbos. Rabbi Yisai, we got to get the background of this Gemara, because this very same Gemara also brings our din of atzi sukkah asur and kol shiva. So within the Gemara itself, you have this tension. But that's the bottom line, Rabbi Yisai. Tosfos asks a stira in Gemaras. Tosfos asks a stira in Gemaras. Is it the Raisa or is it the Rabbana? Very simple kasha. Yeah, a few difficult principles of muktzah, muktzah machmas mitzvah, muktzah machmas iser. Do you need both? Is it only with one? But bottom line, once you got that all that background there, Tosfos asking a question that all of you would have asked. Is this a biblical concept or is this a rabbinic concept? Rabbi say, by the way, Rav Shechter always has a yisod. Whenever you're learning a sugya, whenever you're want to delve into a topic, Rabbi say, whenever you just want to start a brand new gemara, you got to ask yourself one fundamental question: is the halacha that I'm learning deraisa or derabbanan? Is this rabbinic or is this biblical? Who had a question?
I have another. You don't
want
tears. Yeah.
Who?
You don't
want no
tears.
No.
What
does Marbeta also implied. Taisa says that it keva. Hold the chalik kedusha. It's katzoy l'shiva a din of muktzah. It's kedusha is machmas muktzah. But again, that contradicts this drasha of kichal shem shamayim al chagiga, chal shem shamayim al asukah. Azoy is Tosis kasha. Zok Tosis v'yesh leimer. The haida asur midaraisa haynu ba'oide kayemes. Osir lethal mimenu eitz. Aval mishenafla debatla mitzvasa lo asira ela midrabban. Let's just first understand what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, you're right. There's a contradiction in Gemaras, and there's two implications of the Gemara. One place the Gemara is mashma that the kedusha of sukkah is doraisa max. And one place the Gemara is mashma that the Kedusha Sukkah is only rabbinic from the concept of Huktzah L'Mitzvah. But that's not such a problem, says Tosfos. Because the wood of a sukkah can be found in different ways and can represent itself in different scenarios. There could be a sukkah that's standing, a sukkah that's constructed, a sukkah that's in its full-fledged form that will have the biblical kedusha of Chal Shem Shamayim Al HaChagiga, Chal Keshem Shechal Shem Shamayim Al HaChagiga, Chal Al HaSukkah. And then there could be Atzi Sukkah, or let's say Schach, that fell down. How do I know that I can't use that Schach that fell down for a toothpick, Rabbi Say? Again, for you guys, maybe this sounds foreign. For you guys, maybe this sounds not Nogeya. But think about it in the times of the Gemara, Rabbi Say. They used to use these wood for everything. And they used to use it for fire. They used to use it for whatever they needed. So this is a very relevant halacha. Once this schach was part of a sukkah, even if it's no longer being meitzel and giving shade and acting as a part of the entity called a sukkah, there's still a reason that you have to keep your distance from using that sukkah. And that's what? And that's the Darabbanan called muktzah. That's the Darabbanan called muktzah. Now, Rabbi Yisai, we have to also figure out, when is that relevant? Is that only relevant for Yontif? What about during Chol HaMoed? Is there another type of muktzah that also applies to Chol HaMoed? Is there a difference between the muktzah, the Darabbanan elements of Yontif and Chol HaMoed about how I'm going to be able to use this? Because on Chol HaMoed, Rabbi Yisai, I could also pick up the schach, as long as I'm not going to use it, and put it back on the sukkah. But whereas on Yontif, I can't even move it whatsoever. So the muktzah element might be two different types of muktzah. One might be a muktzah machmas binyan and the isser deraisa of building on Yontif, that doesn't apply to Chol HaMoed, but still the muktzah machmas mitzvah element might exist on Chol HaMoed, that I can't now use this as fire for my wood, because it's still hooked to the mitzvah, even though it could be moved around on Yontif when there's no Isser to build on Yontif. See, even within this rabbinic stage, Rabbi say it's still a little complicated. There might be different, you know, different representations of the muktzah element, and we might see the muktzah element assering different things on Yontif than it's assering on Chol HaMoed. But bottom line, everybody say, when the wood falls, Tosfos says, even if there might be a difference in Yontif and Chol HaMoed, I'm telling you la'alocha, but it's only going to be rabbinic. And that din de oraisa, according to the first day of Tosfos, that our Gemara talks about, that's learnt out from the Chagiga, that's only when the sukkah is chai v'kayim. When the sukkah is in its full form, and there's kedusha on that sukkah, because it's now acting as a makom, that you can be mekayim, the mitzvah of sukkah. Yeah.
Does everyone agree when the kedusha kicks in? Is it when you first build it?
Or no, we're going to get to that. Rabbi Yisai, this sugya is going to be a lot of yusaydis that are going to come out of this, Rabbi Yisai. But the only way for us to really get to the yusaydis, Rabbi Yisai, is if we decide, you know what, we're going to work hard, we're going to shvitz, we're going to put the time in, and we're going to get every single nekuda that the Rishonim worked on in order to really get the yusaydis of sugya. Rabbi Yisai, it's really a pella. You know, when it comes to certain mesechtas, when it comes to certain dinim, it's pretty mefirsh. Like, there's a brisa, these are the dinim. And sometimes you have a machlokes rishonim had to explain it. Boom, that's it. The whole essence of the kedusha of sukkah, you know, is so behind the back of, like, asking a steerer in Gemaris about what the nature is of the reis de rabbanon, and then you see the way the rishonim presented these dinim, Rabbi Yisai, that bottom line, I'm going to tell you something that I said, I think 6 years ago, I said a mahala based on this sugya, Rabbi Yisai. I think this is going to have nafkaminas. Lagabi the shaila that you all asked me before sukkahs, what's the deal with pop-up sukkahs? Just to keep you your palates wet, that you think that this is not going to have, this is going to be so you say to stick for the rest of sukkahs, yeah.
When sukkahs is over,
no. Once sukkahs is over, it's not going to apply. But the reason why Ezra's asking that is an excellent question, is that a chagiga doesn't just poka. Chagiga, but there has to be something that's limited to the Yom Tov Pesukos. Okay?
You use the wood one.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Once the whole Yom Tov is over, maybe not on the eighth day. Maybe then on the ninth day, you know, when it's Shemini Atzeres, even though the mitzvah's over, but that's just a function of what? Of Tzfek, right, about the Kedusha, the Bein HaShmashos between the seventh and the eighth, Rabbi Yisai, we're not sure which day that is, right? So that might be a reason why it becomes Muktzah the next day. Anyone here do the Taisis on the Avirim Abbas? It's called Muktzah Machtzah Yom Sha'avar. Woo! Tough Taisis, Rabbi Yisai. But a Chaps Nafkamin is La'alacha. You guys remember, Rabbi Yisai, Ezra, maybe you'll remember. A few years ago, I gave a shiur before Pesach, when it was Nogeya, about in Eretz Yisrael, that year, there was Shabbos immediately following the seventh day of Pesach. Okay? It wasn't Nogeya for us, because it was the eight, because it's Sfeika D'Yomer for us. So the Shiloh that was presented was, can I buy back my chametz? Can I get my chametz back? And then, assuming whatever the answer is, if can you do a kinyan like that, is my chametz muktzah on the eighth day when it's not, when it's in Eretz Yisrael, when it's not? That's muktzah machas yom shorover. That's toisis on yidam and beis. Machloikz Rashi and toisis. Bottom line is machloikz Rashi and the Ritva against toisis. Muktzah machmas yom shorover this day. The bein hashmashos of the last day, does the muktzah blibe to the next day? Does the muktzah carry over? It's lamaisa. That's where it comes. This is all. It's all toisis in my voice. It's all where it comes from. Shabura didn't get it from nowhere. Shabura sat, and he schwitzed, and he worked, and he compiled, and he put everything together. That's what he got to do.
It's going to be for, like, if there's an ordering for you on the seventh day. Like, on Pesach, it's the eighth day for you, but it's over for them. They can order you food.
No, that's a different child. That's totally on a machlekes, the Marajdam, and I forget who's Bar Plugta. That it's totally on a Taisvis on Daf, I think you dial it in Beitza about Amira to a Jew that it doesn't have Kedushas Yom Tov. Yeah. Good. Aye. Mahani beitzna, haynu mishum de kevin de loy mahani beitzna, ba oida kayemes kashinof lanami loyal de migo de skatsoi ben ashmosh de skatsoi lit shiva. And I, even afterwards, says Tosfos, that the Gemara assumes in Beitza that Tanai is not going to work on Muktza. Why not? Doesn't Tanai always work on Muktza? That's because since it was Kayam and it was standing at the beginning of Yontif, because since in the original part of Yontif it was Aser, so then what? It's going to be Aser for all Shiva even after it falls down, and the Tanai is not going to help. Mishani and the Gemara says, yeah, but when will it help? The Seifa Aser the Sukkah Da'alma, when it was a regular Sukkah, just a hut, that never had Kedusha Sukkah, then that's going to be help, that if you make a Tanai on such an item, that it's going to be mother. V'hada parach minaye sukkah. You say that this. You say before Yontif that this should not have any kedusha sukkah, like the Gemara in Beitza says. V'hada parach minaye sukkah. And then the Gemara asks from noye sukkah, the mahani beit tnai, that you see a tnai does work. So the Gemara is grappling in Beitza back and forth. Does tnai work? Does tnai not work? The Gemara originally says tnai works by sukkah da alma, by a sukkah without kedusha sukkah. And then the Gemara says, but by noye sukkah, seems to be that Tanai works. And the Gemara says, means a hut. Like I just said, a hut without Kedusha. You're not using for Sukkos. Umashani ba'oimer eini boido mehem kol bein hashmashos to lo huksa l'mitzvahs. And the Gemara answers, yeah. When it comes to the decoration of the Sukkah, if before Sukkos started, you said about the Noye Sukkah, I'm not separating myself from the usage of the Noye Sukkah, all of Sukkis, the low hooked on also. So now you stop the Kedusha of Sukkah from endowing itself and bestowing itself onto the decorations. Below Domila Eitzim, shame Ikra Mitzvah. But what? The conclusion of the Gemara is that what? Noye Mitzvah are different than Atze Sukkah, that you don't have the ability with a Tanai to stop the Kedusha. So says Taisis that there's a distinction between a sukkah that's standing and a sukkah that's not standing. And what? Tanai will not work by a sukkah of a sukkah shel mitzvah as opposed to a sukkah da'alma. And only by noye sukkah will Tanai work. Since these eitzim at the beginning of Yontif had the din of Kishem Shachal Shem Shamayim ala sukkah. And what? They also have the so therefore, even when they become just the Durabanan rabbinic level of Muktzah, they're Muktzah for the whole 7 days, and that's something that's out of your control, and you don't have the ability to make a Tanai for the Kedusha not to be Chal on it, like you do when it comes to the decoration of a sukkah. Taisus is taking a complicated Gemara in Beitza, Rabbi Yisai, and he's trying to break it down for you. And he's saying there is a concept, De'oraisa, that when the sukkah is standing, that's biblical. Even when the sukkah falls down, that the biblical halacha doesn't apply because it doesn't stand as a sukkah anymore, there is a rabbinic concept called hukta l'mitzvasa, hukta, or mukta machmas iser, that you're not allowed to use it anymore. That is, albeit only rabbinic, but Tosa says, t'nai will not work in such a scenario, since the beginning stages of this wood was when it was standing as a mitzvah, biblical, d'oraisa element. So Tosa's shita, Rabbi Yisai, is that when it comes to the wood of a sukkah, when it comes to the actual sukkah, not a sukkah da'alma, not a hut, but a real sukkah, t'nai will never work, and there are certain times that the mukta of a biblical sukkah, the wood, will be d'oraisa, and when it falls, it will be d'rabban. We are going to see, Rabbi Yisai, in the future, that not everyone agrees to this Taisus. Not everyone agrees to Taisus' original answer to the stira of the Gemaras. Again, hold cup. We have fundamentally a stira in Gemaras. Then Taisus says, once he creates this, he resolves this stira, this contradiction in the Gemara. Taisus says, but what's going on with the Hemshech of the Gemara? What's going on that Tanai doesn't work for certain mukta? If it's only rabbinic, why doesn't a Tanai work? So Tosa says sukkah is different than other muktzah because it came from a different existence at the beginning of Yontif, right? And Tanai is not going to work as opposed to the decorations of sukkah that Tanai will work for. Rabbi says, but where did Tosa come on to this whole conversation and this issue that he differentiated based on? Was the steering Gemaras. So what we need to research tomorrow on Emirtza Hashem in this next days, Rabbi Say, is the Hemshech of Tosa. If there are other days of how to resolve the issue that Taisus was dealing with, were there other Rishonim that disagreed with Taisus? And here's the big, big factor, Rabbi Say, pay attention. I want you to be on search. If what Taisus just told us, that the Gemara in Beitza is telling us that Tanai only works by the decoration of Sukkah, but Tanai never works by the wood of Sukkah. Tanai means that I can make sure that the Kedusha is not going to be Chal. I make sure that the Kedusha is not going to be bestowed on this Sukkah. Is there anyone that holds that I can even make a Tanai on the wood of the Sukkah itself? Not only on the decorations of the Sukkah. Rabbi said you're going to have to read this Taisus carefully. It's hard, but I'm telling you it's going to be worth it. You're going to have to read this Taisus carefully. You're going to have to read the Gemara in Beitza carefully. You're going to have to read the Rishonim in Beitza carefully, the Rashba in Beitza carefully, and Emir Tzashem, everything will become clear, and you'll see that there's going to be an unbelievable Machlekes Rishonim. Rabbi say, sit down. I mean this all the time, but I mean this in the most serious way possible. Yeah, you can turn it.